This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Environmentalist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas died today at her home in the Miami neighborhood of Coconut Grove. Douglas was the last surviving member of the group that campaigned to create the Everglades National Park. She was 108 years old. Douglas remained a committed activist well past her 100th birthday, inspiring many others to study and maintain the unique South Florida ecosystem that she called the River of Grass. NPR's Cheryl Duvall has the story of the life of the American naturalist.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was a Minnesotan by birth, but her love for Florida led her to help preserve a complex and challenging landscape. These daughters of Douglas's adopted state, sixth graders and their teachers, are shin-deep in an Everglades swamp examining a crustacean they've scooped up.
Look on the card. See what it says about him on the card.
Okay, also called prawns. Okay. Thin, almost transparent.
What's transparent mean?
See-through.
And their shape resembles a saltwater shrimp. Cool.
Okay, who did that scoop?
The site of the third largest national park in the continental U.S. might have been pocked with subdivisions and shopping malls if not for Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Born in 1890, by the middle of the 20th century, she'd done more things than many people manage in a lifetime. Douglas graduated from Wellesley College, agitated for women's right to vote, joined the U.S. Naval Reserve, and worked with the American Red Cross in France during World War I. After a brief marriage, she moved to Florida and reported for the Miami Herald, the paper her father established. She taught college English and edited books. In a 1988 NPR profile, Douglas told how she began her best-known book, published when she was almost 60 years old.
I was asked to do a book in the Rivers of America series, and they asked me to do a book about the Miami River. And I said, oh, you can't do a book about the Miami River. It's not long enough. But I didn't want to refuse the idea. So I said, but if it's part of a system of rivers, it might be even, you know, the Everglades. And they said, okay, go ahead and write a book about the Everglades. So I did.
That 1947 work, The Everglades, River of Grass, is a classic of natural history. It established Douglas's reputation as a passionate and well-informed defender of a land once regarded by many as a swampy waste. The book ripples with lush, almost hypnotic language.
The water moves. The sawgrass, pale green to deep green ripeness, stands rigid. It is moved only in sluggish rollings by the vast push of the winds across it. Over its endless acres, here and there, the shadows of the dazzling clouds quicken and slide. Purple brown, plum brown, mauve brown, rust brown, bronze. The bristling, blossoming tops do not bend easily like standing grain. At the horizon, they become velvet. The line they make is an edge of velvet against the infinite blue, the blue and white, the clear, fine, primrose yellow, the burning brass and crimson, the molten silver, the deepening hyacinth sky.
For more than 20 years before The River of Grass was published, Douglas had worked with others to set aside state-owned and private tracts of the 12,000-square-mile wetland. The culmination of their efforts, Everglades National Park, was dedicated in December 1947. Robert Kelly, president of the Tropical Audubon Society in Miami and a friend of Douglas's, says it couldn't have been easy to lobby for that park.
There were still at that time all of these schemes, you know, to develop the Everglades and drain the Everglades, turn it into, quote, useful land. So in order to protect the breeding sources of the birds, and also to protect our water supply, it became obvious that we had to do something about controlling the growth here in Dade County.
Douglas at one point left the job to others and concentrated on writing a biography of British naturalist and author William Henry Hudson. But around 1970, developers proposed what would have been the world's largest airport in the Everglades, outside the boundaries of the national park. The proposal was very popular at the time, and local activists feared they were outgunned.
We needed someone in Florida who was recognized and beyond reproach as a citizen to stand up and say, is this what we want for Florida?
Joe Browder, now an environmental consultant in Washington, D.C., tried to persuade Douglas to lend her voice to the fight against the project.
That and hear her now. She said, oh, my dear, no one listens to individuals. It's organizations that count. And I was so desperate, I said, fine, start an organization. And a week or so later, she ran into a friend and asked, what would you think of someone who started an organization that it only cost a dollar to join, call it Friends of the Everglades? And the friend pulled a dollar out of his pocket and handed it to her. And from that point on, Marjorie devoted all of her time for the next several years to going around the state and talking to anybody who would listen about how important it was not to let the Everglades be degraded.
Douglas's Hudson biography was never published, but the proposed airport was never built. From her 80s onward, Douglas has been regarded not only as an activist, but as an icon. School children read about her life and values in one of the nation's most widely circulated social studies textbooks. She's been celebrated in TV documentaries and even in the Fox cartoon series The Simpsons, in which siblings Lisa and Maggie place her in a pantheon of trailblazing women.
See? There's Georgia O'Keeffe, Susan B. Anthony, and this is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. I'm sure you haven't heard of her, but she worked her whole life to preserve the Florida Everglades. As one of the Simpson women, would you like to contribute something to it? Oh, thank you.
Douglas knew, however, that the work of saving the Everglades is far from over. At age 100, she told NPR's Scott Simon that unchecked development could undermine her life's work.
Everybody who wants to develop the country for their own purposes, who don't understand or won't understand the importance of keeping the Everglades wet.
Well, Florida is growing so terrifically, it's soon going to
be... Yes, we have that trouble with the increase of population.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to be more and more careful to protect our natural resources.
She communicated that challenge with characteristic bluntness to the generations following her. The Everglades is a test, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas once said. If we pass it, we get to keep the planet. In Miami, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.
Marjorie Stoneman Douglas died today in Miami. She was 108 years old.